time to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Did you know that since 1950, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones? That according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures or kills him, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Absolutely not. If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing with it, are the manufacturers somehow responsible for the crimes committed? Are they to be held liable? Absolutely not. No more than should gun manufacturers be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger. This is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe to be the case today. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines arbitrary, adjective, Latin, arbitrarius, depending on will or discretion, not governed by any fixed rules, as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment. Take note, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness. Friends, this is like blaming the manufacturers of forks and spoons for people being obese. How ridiculous. Furthermore, I ask, how can the act be apart from the actor? It cannot. And let me ask you one more question, a common sense question, and by the way, a very sincere question. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he did not. He blamed Cain for killing Abel, and the curse was the consequence, and rightly so. Friends, remember, arbitrary government is not American government. We are ruled by law, not the opinion of some unelected activist that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. President Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, "To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy." Friends, no law can give me the right to do what is wrong. Don't ever forget that. Yet, what the courts are attempting to do in this country, remember, contradicts what our forefathers have established concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I want you to think of this for a moment with me, please. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Celebrities are protected with guns. Yet we allow these that have been given delegated authority from we the people, you know, them that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." The irony is that the victims are then to call someone with a gun if there's an emergency. These in government that work for we the people would have you believe that, somehow or another, they have delegated authority to strip their employers from their God-given right to keep and bear arms. Americans, think. Well, the good news is that someone is thinking. A Michigan state lawmaker's newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises is a promising proposal indeed, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. Oh, P.S., don't forget about the eyewitnesses that contradicted the mainstream media's narrative. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. Because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who is also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976 on September 17th of this last year. Both measures have been referred
to. How is God glorified in us and we in him by his grace? What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Recently,
we shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Boy, it is cold in the state of Minnesota. We transitioned from fall into winter in just one day. That's how it happens here, right? And then sometimes it'll go into an Indian summer, and then it'll turn back into fall, and then it'll go back from fall into winter. It's just bizarre, but here we are, and it is very cold in the state right now. So with that, if you're observing through social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, and you're noticing that I have a jacket on, that's why I have a jacket on. And we have it turned up to 75 in the studios right now. That's how cold it is. Anyways, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That page got a new facelift. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for 30 years. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved outside of Jesus Christ. Just so you know, your blood is off my hands. That's how that works here. Truth delivers, right? John 8:32, list goes on. So with that, I also wanted to throw out there beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, social media platforms as well, beforeitsnews.com. But I've got a lot to cover here because what we're noticing now is Donald Trump, his administration, I don't think people have realized that he does the opposite of what he says he's going to do. And apparently people haven't taken the time to read their Bibles to know the difference when it comes to that of Isaiah 5:20. And what does that say exactly? It says just this. It says, woe, that's a curse. That's not a wheel. That's not a blessing. But it is a curse word. Woe unto them that call evil good. Okay, what they're doing, friends, in saying that they're making America great again, really what they're doing is destroying America, and you'll understand perfectly in just a moment here. But it says, woe to those that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because we're to judge, again, men by their fruit, not by what they say, not by tickling your ears. Apparently, people don't realize that a flattering tongue worketh the soul to ruin. It's a faithful witness, friends, a faithful witness that delivers souls, not lies. Telling people hard things is showing them that you love them. Faithful are the what? The rebukes, the corrections, and the instructions of a faithful witness, not the other way around. So what's happening is the American people, because they don't want to be told the truth, what they want to hear from their favorite politicians is one that acts just like them, and that is called idolatry. And again, the definition of idolatry, friends, is anything that puts itself up against Christ, and you can find that in Acts 12:22. But one of the things that people need to pay attention to is the fact that, again, what they say, the opposite is true. I want to show you something really quick here. I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but you all know who John McAfee is, right? He's the guy that came up with that online tool to basically prevent anything to attach itself, a virus to your computer, so on and so forth. He was a very wealthy, independent individual. And I want you to hear his story really quick, because what happened, friends, is he became a legitimate threat to the corruption that we see in Washington, D.C. And this is some time ago, of course. And interestingly enough, they raided his home, and the raid came from the top, which just happened to be the head of the state, which was none other than Hillary Clinton. By the way, Donald Trump appointed her, right? And Barack Hussein Obama appointed her, which there's no difference as to who appointed her. The point is that they're all in it together in this uniparty system of government. But I want you to listen to what happened. John McAfee was being interviewed, and he was trying to get the interviewer to ask him a certain question. So he alluded to that. And in the process of alluding, she said, do you want me to ask you that? He said, yes, I want you to ask me that. Because, again, he wanted to know who raided his home, and then he gives you the details from this point on. I want you to listen carefully. We're talking about what they say and what they do, how they sell themselves, and what they're really doing are two different stories. Listen carefully to this.
The reason that the government wanted to collect me was that after they had raided my property in 2012 in the jungle, shot my dog, abused me, destroyed $500,000 worth of my property over a bogus charge, I was pissed off. And so I donated to many secretaries within the government laptop computers, really nice ones, that were preloaded with viral spyware. Within a week, the entire government computer system was in under my control. I was watching, monitoring, listening. I was looking for information.
So he created the system, friends. He had spyware on the computers of those that were working within the halls of government. So what he did is he began to extract the information from those computers that were inside of government. After all, he's the one that created them, right? And he wanted to know, was it pre-planned that his home was actually pillaged by none other than Hillary Clinton. Now listen to his answer. It's important that you hear this.
They had set me up for that raid. I didn't find that. I did find out that the Minister of National Defense was the largest drug trafficker.
The Minister of Defense was the largest drug trafficker. I bet there's probably a little kerfuffle going on between them and the CIA. I mean, isn't that what they use our military for? To topple countries because they want control over the drug trade? Of course. Of course. We had a military man calling a week and a half ago and tell you just that, friends. That's what it's all about. That's not what they're selling to the people, but that's what they're telling you. Here's McAfee telling you that the Minister of Defense is actually the ones trafficking cocaine. Listen again to what he says secondly.
In all of Central America, the Minister of Immigration, the largest human trafficker.
Wow. Did he just say what I think he said? Here, let's go ahead and listen to that again, because again, it's like CPS, you know, Child Protective Services. We find they're the ones that are responsible for trafficking the children. You know, we see all these anti-drug organizations, which we find are actually the ones that are trafficking the drugs, like none other than Mitch McConnell, who is Mr. Anti-Drug himself, who was, in fact, busted with 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-law ship called the Ping Mei. So friends, you need to understand that the anti-gunners are the ones trafficking the guns. And then again, I'm going to come back and I'm going to let Mr. McAfee tell you what in fact they are doing. And furthermore, the American people know it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spalding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You know, the word insidious means gradual, subtle, and harmful. And I'll tell you what, friends, for those that haven't heard it yet, Donald Trump has already declared himself to be the snake. Remember, Jesus rebuked the religious hypocrites of the day, John 8:44, where he called them a brood of vipers. And that's exactly what they are, and it's exactly how they operate. I'm just highlighting right now from John McAfee. He was the one that was responsible for actually creating tools for online computer software. And he became too powerful, apparently, right? And in the process, what happened is a lot of his money went out to foreign countries. Those were his clients, not America. But his clients that he did have in America, namely his friends, he called them secretaries. He gave them computers with spyware on it within the government. And he became so powerful that Hillary Clinton raided him and his property. Okay? And they cost him a massive amount of finances in the process of doing it. But don't worry about it, Americans. They didn't pay for it. You did. But in the process of an interview where John McAfee is obviously being interviewed, if you didn't hear it already, I'm going to play it for you again. But John McAfee is actually inducing this interviewer to ask him certain questions. And so she obliges him. and she begins to ask him the question that he wanted her to ask. And I want you to hear the answer, because I'm telling you, friends, you are under a said, not a representative government, a dictatorial, totalitarian, authoritarian system of government that is incrementally bringing judgments upon a people that all the while know that they're bad, bad men, but they allow them bad, bad men to do the things that they want to do without holding them accountable. Well, John McAfee didn't play that game. And so what he does here is he wanted to get back at the U.S. government. And when he did so, he started to divulge information to us concerning what these agencies are really being used for. Okay. And this goes on. By the way, if you didn't know Obamacare, did you know that that whole system was set up to traffic children? Did you guys know that? Also to garner more control concerning the government over the people, to dictate what it is that they can do and what they can't do. Hey, this is also the guy that told you he's American born. After he leaves office, he goes back to Kenya and says he's the first Kenyan born president. This is also the guy that married a man named Michael, who, by the way, I didn't say it, Obama did. And we played the video for you several times where Obama called her Michael three different times publicly. Also keep in mind, Michael Obama, after they got out of office, blurts it out during a podcast interview that she was coming out as a man. She blatantly said it. I'm sorry, he blatantly said it. So when they were off in office, they're lying to the people. When they get out of office, they tell the whole world who they really are. See, so the fact of the matter is the Lord's always speaking. So whatever conscience, friends, we need to listen to conscience, which means with knowledge. The Lord gives us that, and he gives us discernment to know the truth of the matter. And so when you see the massive amount of people all thinking the same thing, and then the government and the lying mainstream media telling them something in contrast to what the truth is, you're already hitting the nail on the head. You just have to stand up and be the law that you're called to be, because again, these are representatives. These are not your boss. Okay, these are not your mob boss heads. They just are not. But that's how they're acting. But without further ado, let me get back over to John McAfee. And I want you to listen to this carefully. Remember, Hillary Clinton raided his home because he became too powerful. Listen to what he says.
Donated to many secretaries within the government laptop computers, really nice ones that were preloaded with viral spyware. Within a week, the entire government computer system was under my control. I was watching, monitoring, listening. I was looking for information that they had set me up for that raid. I didn't find that. I did find out that the Minister of National Defense was the largest drug trafficker in all of Central America.
Minister of Defense, the largest drug trafficker, just like the CIA in America. Oh, yeah. We've known this since the 80s, right? Let's listen to the next point.
The Minister of Immigration, the largest human trafficker.
Ministry,
we don't want to get killed by that.
Of Migration, the largest child traffickers. Folks, isn't that what the Epstein files is all about? It is. So let's segue perfectly into that. And I want you to listen to some real questions that are being asked about the Epstein files. Has anybody been paying attention to all the distractions, all the convenient distractions, the smoke and mirrors? If it's not smoke and mirrors, friends, it's them putting on a dog and a pony show for you to distract you from what? To distract you from what everybody was talking about before the distractions came. Here's Congressman Massie, Thomas Massie, being addressed by said reporters. They're asking the question, why is President Trump, why has he been delaying the release of the files? Now listen carefully, okay? Because I'm not telling you this. I'm going to go back to an FBI head who's going to tell you exactly why it's happening. But again, going back to the voice of the Lord, everybody already knows why it's being deflected. Everybody knows why they're stonewalling. Everybody knows why they're delaying, friends. You want to know why? I'll let them tell you. Listen carefully.
I think he has fought so hard. If he could do it now, why hasn't he done it now?
I believe he's trying to protect friends and donors. And by the way, these aren't necessarily Republicans. Once you get to $1 billion, you transcend parties. You just assume you can pay off
whatever party is in
charge
of the
White House.
He is in fact.
Whatever party is in charge of the House of Representatives. And this is about those kinds of people. I think he's been trying to protect them. And I think it also incriminates our own government. This is a complete and total failure of the justice system.
Okay, so he's talking out of both sides of his mouth now.
Here today to us. It incriminates the FBI. It incriminates our intelligence agencies. It incriminates police departments in West Palm Beach. And that's what has been protected by this, either willfully or unknowingly.
Okay, to suggest unknowingly shows you the disingenuousness of Thomas Massie. And he also deflected Donald Trump's name there, okay? I want you to pay attention to that. He also defended what he called the Republicans. And it's interesting because if he was a constitutionalist, he would know that that doesn't exist. We're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4, not by unconstitutional parties. So now let me bring you over to Thomas Massie again, and I want you to listen carefully as to the question asked from this woman, okay? And she's asking him the question, was Epstein an agent blackmailing politicians? Now, again, pay attention to Thomas Massie, because I do not trust him fully, friends. Not at all. No, folks, this is just a distraction. They're kicking the can down the road. Nobody's divulged any of the information. The only thing that Massie has brought forward is the fact that they got the votes, and then he brings out pieces of paper concerning the Epstein files that were all redacted. That is corruption telling you that they're guilty as charged, and it's those that you know of that are right in front of your face. That's what this is. They're seeing how far they can go with the people. And they're seeing that they can do anything that they want, and the people are not going to hold them responsible. Let's go to this next interview and listen carefully. She asked the question about Epstein to that of Thomas Massie.
Do you think Epstein's still alive?
No.
He's alive, friends.
And do you think he was a Mossad agent?
He is a Mossad agent.
Let's talk about agent. I think he helped Mossad.
Was he collecting blackmail?
He's being very careful about what he says.
That's why no one wants these released.
You know, I don't know if it was blackmail, but let's say you were a drug user and you bought drugs from a drug dealer. The drug dealer doesn't blackmail you. The drug dealer has what you want, and then you start doing things for the drug dealer. I think Epstein was a sex trafficker, and so
he supplied the women.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he was blackmailing his clients.
Of course he was. That was the whole purpose.
Getting favor.
See, why Thomas is acting like this, friends, is very telling to me.
Women and offering women to them. So I'm not sure. And then obviously once you've done enough of that, there is a lot of blackmail material.
You don't think there's like hidden tapes anywhere buried in the ground in a bunker somewhere?
Yeah, I think there probably are tapes like that.
Are they getting erased by the people?
I don't know. I don't know that the Pam Bondi said there were a lot of tapes.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of misinformation and conflicting information out there. So how do you expect the American people to believe any of it?
I believe about 1% of it myself.
I believe about 1% of it, but it sounds like he's almost kind of like, protecting other people. I'm not saying that's what he's doing, but he's very careful about how he chooses his words. Now, I've heard the saying before, test your words before you spit them out. I get that. I understand that. We all make mistakes that way. But he keeps talking in the same fashion over and over and over again. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over to Joseph Schnitt, is his name. He was an acting deputy chief, Office of Enforcement Operations in the Department of Justice. And the question was proposed to him as well concerning what is or whose names are on those files. And I want you to listen carefully, friends. You know what? We got a hard break. I'll come right back on the other side. We'll pick it up from there. We're going to be talking about Gun Owners of America are saying to Pam Bondi and Donald Trump, no, you're not. Folks, they're going after your guns again. Just like I told you 6 years ago, that was the objective. We'll talk about that in a moment. We'll lead right into it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you're new over here, thank you for joining us. Subscribe, please. And if a thumbs up is warranted, please do. But we wanted to let you know that we broadcast into 160 cities 6 days a week. So with that, you understand what the commercials are about. Also understand we don't have sponsors. You'll notice that there's no sponsors. You're the one that keeps us out there. If you don't keep us out there, we're not staying out there. You know, I just want to throw something out there really quick, friends. You know what's destroying America outside of its sin, which is finding this out, Numbers 32, 23? Men's cowardice. And if you look at 21, verse 8 of Revelation, it's interesting that cowards are the first ones, the fearful are the first ones thrown into hell. They deserve it. How many people in this country love their freedom so much that when it's their opportunity to stand up and do for their kids the way that their forefathers did for them and sacrificing themselves and giving them the freedoms that they have today, they run. Now, I want to say that for a reason. Somebody just sent this to me this morning, my friend from Minnesota. New York City, your actions have led to serious consequences. The situation will worsen. What happened? 2,500 police officers resigned earlier this year. Americans, what do you think you're doing? You're forfeiting. your country. What a far cry from Nathan Hale. He was one of those that was willing to stand up and sacrifice him so far and so much as to say, before he was hung by the British as a traitor for the cause of America, he said, the only regret that I have, these were his last words, the only regret that I have is that I only have one life to give for my country. And when, what do we see today? We see men run from the opportunity that the Lord has bestowed upon them. Shame on you. Therefore, hey, women, I understand your position. I really do. Honestly, I see it all over the country. It's the women standing up and doing what the men fail to do. They hide behind your skirt is what they do. But this is the problem we're having in this country. See, the only thing that gets the only thing that will eradicate the fear of man is the fear of God. And if you don't understand that, you need to repent for your sin and put your faith in Christ when the Holy Ghost gives it to you. John 3:3. Let me move forward here because I want you to see, we just talked about child trafficking. We just talked about Thomas Massey being questioned about why is Donald Trump trying to do his best to protect those on the Epstein files. I want to tell you why, because his name's on it 1,000 times over. There's court cases that you can go find. Don't sit there and debate and argue with people that don't want to hear it. Listen, they have eyes, but they don't see. They don't want to see, okay? Don't waste your time. It's like trying to minister or administer medicine to a dead horse. They don't want to hear it. Just keep moving. Tell them when they reject it, let it fall back on them, because it will. You know what the consequences, friends, of those that fail to take heed to the truth is? What they didn't take heed to. What they didn't want to hear. They don't want to be warned. They want to dare the justice of God. They want to test their little wooden swords against their enemies who are sooner or later going to be at their front door. Just ask them. Don't ask me. Just ask them. They're saying that they're going to enter into every home in this country. I'm not pushing fear. Hey, folks, I'm bringing the fire. And I'm telling you, we are not built in such a fashion where we tuck tail and capitulate. 78 verse 9 of Psalm. No, that's a curse, children. If you're going to call yourself a Christian, if you're going to call yourself a patriot, if you're going to call yourself a conservative, all extracted from the Christ, then act like it. Then act like it. Quit going around telling everybody what you're really not. People are tired of your hypocrisies. Matthew 23, verse 3. Now let me bring you over to Joseph Schnitt. He's going to tell you exactly what's on those files. And the question is asked throughout this interview. It was a hidden interview, by the way, about Donald Trump being on that list. And he said his name's on it thousands of times. Of course it is. But why isn't Massey calling it out for what he already knows? That's all he has to do is go look at the court documentation. Why is he talking like that? Folks, I would no more trust Thomas Massey than I would the rest of him until he proves himself. Okay? Let's listen to this.
Thousands and thousands of pages of Bible. They'll redact every Republican or conservative person
Epstein files.
Files. Leave all the liberal Democratic people in those files.
I mean, they visited that Maxwell person.
Yeah.
And also involved.
She got transferred to a minimum security prison too recently. Oh. Which is against BOP policy because she's
so they're doing everything that they've not been
or something to keep it on show.
That was empowered to do by the people. Chief, okay. Of the Office of Enforcement Operations.
You know, I want to ask you another question just to prove the point, because he said Trump's name's on there thousands of times, and he said before they release him, they're going to redact all the Republican names. That's what he said. Can I ask you a question? How come you see none of the conservative talking heads, the controlled opposition? How come you see none of them calling out Donald Trump for being on those Epstein lists? Why are they defending it? Do you want to understand what paid, controlled media influencers look like? You know all of who they are. They're the ones that fail to give you the information that brings about resolve. That's who they are. And America's filled with them. They're distractors. And what are they doing? They're driving the same narrative that they find in the halls of government. Divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, right? Well, let me go back now to Rep. Thomas Massey. I find a little hope in this if it's legitimate, but we see now Thomas Massey coming out. And he says a member of Cash Patel, that joke on you, America, you know, the head of the FBI, He's threatening Thomas Massie's staff with criminal investigations if they didn't straighten up in play ball. This is what you're putting up with, Americans. They're doing the opposite of the very purpose that they've been sworn into office. I mean, the purpose of government is what? Restrain men from sin, not advocate sin. That's what they're doing. They're to maintain order. They're creating disorder. That's what they're doing. They're supposed to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. They're condemning the righteous. And what are they doing? They're justifying the wicked. The Lord calls that an abomination. Hey, bad guys, you're playing a very, very dangerous game, not just with your eternity, but also your living soul today. Because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The Bible says that he's not slack to repay them to their face that hate him. Deuteronomy 7:10. And in Proverbs 19:9, it says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. You can also go over to Revelation 21, verse 8, and you'll find out that they are also cast in to the lake of fire. And they're deserving of it, friends. Let's go over to Thomas Massie. What does he have to say about this cash patel that has been sold as the head of the FBI that's gonna bring a hammer down on all the crime that's going on in the United States of America? See, people aren't paying attention to the fact that when said the good guys are put in office, the Republicans, do you know that more damage is done under them than those that are called the bad guys, the Democrats or the left? Cross-check me. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704, man up. All of you that have something negative to say, man up, prove it. You have the airwaves right now, 281-845-4704. Take me to task. Let's go over to this interview and see what Thomas has to say about Cash Patel's FBI, as they say.
Also, I'm going to say this here on camera because it's important. One of Cash Patel's staff threatened my staff with a criminal investigation if we didn't straighten up and play ball.
I was going to ask you about that, but since you brought it up, and I didn't.
I'm bringing it up.
Okay, you brought it up.
It was good for him to do that if it's legitimate.
Like a criminal investigation having nothing to do. He said it was going to be a fraud. We're going to investigate one of your staff for fraud. Right. And he told another one of my staff this. If you guys don't straighten up, you know, if you want to play hardball, if this is how you want to play it or something like that, this member of your staff is going to get criminally investigated for fraud.
Okay, so what they're telling them is, and they put it and they coined it in the same phrase, we'll throw fraud on him and we'll convict them for fraud, though we're the ones that are actually bringing about the fraud investigation. Folks, this is inverted stuff. This is devilish stuff. And these devils need to be put where devils need to be put, cast out and dealt with lawfully. We are a country in an empire of laws, said John Adams, not an empire of criminals that have a free hand to do whatever they want to do with upright people. But that's what they're doing. How many people can attest to what I just got done saying? Do you know that right now concerning the CPS, do you know that there's a massive lawsuit coming against them for the crimes committed against children? How do they sell themselves to you, friends? Oh, folks, the list goes on. Anti-druggers, as I was talking about. How do they sell themselves, friends? And yet they're the ones trafficking the drugs. I can go on. Remember the senator in Wu Li? The senator in San Francisco? He was Mr. Anti-Gun. He got an A-plus from the Brady Agency. Did you know that he was actually in prison for 5 years for trafficking guns? Americans! Come on, I can only tell you what I can tell you. Let's move on now to Donald Trump and his criminal administration, namely that little hag, because that's what she is. She's not qualified, nor are any of them. And by the way, that's what defines a scoundrel. And that's why they've been put into office to do the things that they're doing to you right now, because they're doing what they're told or else. You need to understand that. They're extorted. There's enough information out there, friends, where there's no paddling backwards to try to defend the undefensible or the indefensible. That's exactly what's going on in your country. And you know exactly who the perpetrators are. You know exactly who they are. Donald Trump calls himself, of course, nobody does it better than him, Mr. Second Amendment President. There's never been a more Second Amendment President in the history of America than Donald Trump. Oh, of course not. But the first 500 days of his first criminal tenure, 55 bills were signed working against Second Amendment and law-abiding citizens in this country. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting the fact that after this shooting, right, in Florida, during Donald Trump's first criminal tenure, and I'm not mincing words here, it's exactly what it was. Do you remember after that school shooting where there were 70 cameras in Florida there and only one was released? Yeah, it was redacted. And then when teachers were asked who the shooter was, they said they thought it was the police shooting down the halls. But they had their little lone wolf, didn't they? They created their lone wolf, didn't they? And Nicholas Cruz? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Quit acting like they're not doing what they're doing, friends, because you know they are. It's just the same thing with Mandalay Bay. Same thing with Maui. Same thing with John F. Kennedy, folks. And they're going to continuously do this until the people put a stop to it and deal with them lawfully. But do you remember when that all went down? Remember Donald Trump? Trump says, take the guns first. Due process second. You remember that? But he sold himself on the campaign trail as being America's greatest Second Amendment president, the greatest ever. He's such a sickening scoundrel. He's such a narcissist. He's an embarrassment to us, friends, is what he is. And if you're not embarrassed, I'm embarrassed for you for not being embarrassed. But I want you to check this, friends. 55, the first 500 days of Donald Trump's first tenure. The first 500 days. 25 governors sold to you, the American people, as the good guys, the Republicans, that signed on to 55 new legislative acts, they call it, which it's unlaw. It's nugatory. Why? Because it kicks up against our Bill of Rights, which are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people, namely the Second Amendment. But what did he do? They created 55 policies, which undermine the Constitution, let's say it that way, to undermine and to attack law-abiding gun owners. You didn't hear about that. No, because you were okay with the fact that big tech and the mainstream media and government alpha agencies were doing their best to make sure you didn't hear this platform. And you were okay with it. Now you're starting to understand more and more concerning the truth of the matter. See, Donald Trump doesn't have anything to lose at this point, friends. And he's showing you exactly who he is. He always has, but you just never obeyed the Lord to actually pull it off and actually pay attention to the fruit that was growing on his wicked branches. Matthew 7, 16 and 20. So I want to do this. I want to go over to the Gun Owners of America, and I want you to hear what's going on right now, because this hag who is completely compromised and unqualified to be the highest law enforcer in the country, she's coming after you again, Americans, just like we try to tell you, okay? Listen to this. This is Gun Owners of America coming out against what's going on here.
But if we're being completely honest, not totally unsurprising filing, the Trump Department of Justice has come out in full-throated support of the National Firearms Act of 1934. In its filing, the DOJ has made the argument that because the NFA continues to generate other sources of tax revenue, apart from the now rescinded tax on transfers to individuals, the registration requirements on individuals are still constitutional. Let me put it this way. That's like Congress repealing the income tax, but the IRS demanding you still file a tax return on the theory that businesses still pay sales tax. Huh? And here's some other surprisingly anti-gun quotes from the DOJ's recent filing. The NFA regulates weapons that are primarily weapons of war. Short-barreled shotguns are uniquely attractive to violent criminals. The NFA's regulation of short-barreled rifles targets a concealable weapon, likely to be used for criminal purposes. Seeking to curtail armed crime, the NFA targeted particularly dangerous and easily concealable weapons that could be used readily and easily by criminals. In other words, based on DOJ's atrocious filing, it looks like we're in for a fight. Thankfully, at GOA, we're no strangers to doing the heavy lifting and fighting for the Second Amendment. But we need your help as well.
Okay, so I want you to check this. The crimes that he's talking about right now, which I'm not laying this on him, I'm laying it on those in the halls of government. The crimes they're magnifying are crimes that have been magnified because they never enforced the law to show criminals the consequence of the crime committed if they use a weapon unlawfully. Do you understand? If government was doing its job, let's say this, if someone went out there, used a weapon to shoot somebody, you don't blame the weapon, no more than the Lord blamed the rock that Cain used when he killed his brother Abel. That's ridiculous. The act is not apart from the actor. If a crime is committed with a weapon, you don't take the gun and throw it in jail. The person that made the choice to do so, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16, that's the person you throw into jail. They want you to think getting rid of the weapon is the answer, when in fact they are doing so with armed security detail all around them, protecting them from the people that they're trying to disarm. And I'm talking about the American people. Let me make another point with that. 97% of all of what they call gun-free zones is where mass murderers target in their manifestos. So what the American people need to understand, this is lawful speech. Those that are in government that signed onto gun-free zones, you need to hold them accountable for the 97% of crimes that have been committed against innocent Americans. The politicians need to be held accountable for their crimes of signing onto legislation, which is not legislation at all in any sense of the word. See, they want you to trust them. When in fact, how many Americans, let me ask you the question, how many situations have we seen over the last 30, 40, 50 years in this country where the FBI, the ATF, the CIA hasn't had their fingerprints all over the attack? I'm asking you. See, people, they don't like intellectuals. They don't like people thinking for themselves. See, they want you to target who they want you to target. They want to cast into your mind who their enemies are. But I'm telling you, Ben Franklin said, don't let them do that. It's when you think for yourself, that's when there's going to be revolution. And that revolution is going to entail the American people lawfully dealing with corruption in the halls of government. Some will say, well, Bradley, that's just crazy. No, it's not. They don't have the right to do the things that they're doing right now. Did you just wake up today? Here, let me show you another video here. And it's interesting because what we're seeing here is, why is Bondi under Donald Trump, why are they going after the NFA? Why are they upholding the NFA? Listen carefully. This is actually Larry Pratt, the former CEO's son, on this board, who's now the CEO. Listen carefully to this interview, because this is Donald Trump's criminal administration targeting law-abiding Americans.
You guys at Gun Owners America have been fighting forever. Like, why is Pam Bondi upholding the National Firearms Act of 1934, one of the most outdated?
They need to disarm you, Americans.
Why is this administration, who by all accounts is very gun friendly, I mean, I shoot with the president's sons regularly, like, why is this being held?
This is so frustrating, Carl. I mean, first of all, just to provide some context, GOA led the fight earlier this year to remove the tax on some of the things you're talking about, suppressors, short barrel firearms.
Which we thank you for, by the way.
Yeah, well, and we're thankful to all our members for the loud outcry. And President Trump cited this accomplishment as a huge victory as part of his one big, beautiful bill. And so now we're trying to remove these two items completely. That's the suppressors and short barrel firearms. Remove them completely from the registration requirements. And that's part of our one big, beautiful lawsuit. So it's a bit concerning, given Trump's support of our position, that in this other
Trump
lawsuit,
in all the time.
Peterson case, the DOJ is taking a completely different position. You know, the DOJ does acknowledge that the Second Amendment protects suppressors, but then they also say it's appropriate to register and fingerprint suppressor owners like yourself, just like we do sex offenders. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's outrageous.
Okay, so folks, I'm just kind of curious how it is that the government, I'm trying to find in the Constitution where the government, you know, the institution of government, our representatives, our limited representative government, I'm just kind of curious to know where it says in the Constitution that they can arm or out-arm the citizens. I'm trying to find in the Constitution where we can actually cite in making reference to that Constitution or even the Bill of Rights where the government has a right to create agencies, like 87 of them that I know of, and to weaponize them against the very people that they're supposed to serve. So if you want to call it out for what it is, friends, I just did. Okay? The other thing is, and this is my final point, it's amazing to me how they want you to trust the police. Now listen, I am for all law enforcement. I am, lawfully. And you're, if you want to highlight bad cops because you see it online all day long, I'm just here to tell you, these are people that don't realize what they're doing. And listen, if there's a cop that's being bad and he's acting lawless, all the more power to him. But they're highlighting the leaving in the lump, and there's nothing wrong with that neither. But the majority of the cops, and this is what I'm trying to say, the majority of the police, friends, they're good people. They're constitutionalists. Again, online, they're just highlighting all the bad all the time, right? Well, I'm trying to get rid of the bad and eradicate the bad by being the good that we're called to be, because we're called to be the light of the world. And if we want to turn this world right side up, then we better start doing something about it. Okay? But I wanted to give you a quote really quick. When it comes to self-defense, I want you to listen to this. If violent crime is to be curbed, it is the only intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police. He does not fear neither judge nor jury. Therefore, he must be taught, the criminal, to fear his victim. And rightfully so. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See